Support for Writer's Almanac on WVIK comes from the Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center, working together with volunteer donors to provide blood products and services to hospitals throughout the region. Information at bloodcenter.org. Roll Tweet, what's in your book bag this week?
Well, I'm going to foist off on you a book that probably you have never heard of, but is worth a read. It comes from a friend of mine who graduated from here sometime in 1976 or 77, one of our 17 hippies at Augustana, and has remained a hippie pretty much all of her life. She went to work for Cesar Chavez, did some belly dancing, did a few other things, and finally at the age of 55 decided she better get busy, and she's just finished a PhD in clinical psychology at the age of 62, the same month she signed up for Social Security. She has always sent me at least three or four and often five books a year, and all of them are books that I have never heard of. The three that she sent this summer, one by a Russian writer, one by a Pakistani writer, and the one I want to recommend is by a Ukrainian writer, and particularly because of the troubles in the Ukraine now. I thought this is a great introduction into life in the Ukraine, but also into Ukrainian writing. It's called Death and the Penguin by an author named Andrei Kirkov, who apparently is one of the currently most popular writers in the Ukraine. It will give you it is magic realism, it is weird, it is all mixed up, but at the same time, you get a fairly good view of the incredible problems living in Kiev, the current Kiev, with all of it, the problems that it faces. Death and the Penguin, it's called, and it deals with a character, Viktor Solotaryov, who is a writer, would-be writer, who has a pet penguin that came about because the zoo in Kiev couldn't no longer afford to feed its animals and handed them out to anybody, and he happened to adopt a penguin. The penguin follows him everywhere. Turns out the penguin is in great demand by the mafiosa at their funerals. For some reason, they like to have a penguin at their funerals. So he makes a fairly good little living renting his penguin out to the mafia. And then he gets a job with a newspaper editor writing obituaries. But these are obituaries of people who have not yet died.
Well, you know, that's not an uncommon practice. I imagine your obituaries are typed somewhere in the newspaper along with mine.
They're a little different in this book because no sooner does he write, and he's encouraged to use his imagination and just go wild with these obituaries. But no sooner he begins to discover, does he write these obituaries, than the person involved dies.
Ah, so we're on to something.
Something
interesting
is
there.
Going on. So that's the whole premise of the book, and it sort of gets wilder from there.
Well, I'll take you to the same part of Europe in a sense that I want to recommend a book that's now out in soft cover. I've always thought that Barbara Tuchman's book, The Guns of August, which won a Pulitzer Prize, was the book on the First World War. This is the 100th anniversary of that war to end all wars that really started them all, because we've never gotten over it. We're still stuck with the aftermath of the First World War. But then along comes Christopher Clark with The Sleepwalkers, How Europe Went to War in 1914. It is a huge book, 500-plus pages, and it ends with the assassination of Archduke Ferdinand and his wife in Sarajevo. It begins much earlier with the assassination of King Alexander and Queen Draga of Serbia, and shows how Serbia really is at the center of this. It's unbelievable, the tangle of plots and underhanded acts and the violence, the dreadful violence in Serbia. And all the contests, the first section of the book is called Ghosts of Serbia. And those ghosts echo all the way through the lead up to the First World War. And at the conclusion of it, no one can say for sure why it started. It was just a series of incredible misjudgments, mistakes, nobody for sure being in charge anywhere. And all of a sudden out of that came this dreadful conflict, which resolved nothing. It redrew the map of the Middle East, which has given us a lot of trouble, and Europe as well. But the thing is, although it's an exhaustive treatment, it reads like a dream. You just go right through it. You don't want to stop. It is so well written. For all that information, it is incredible to find it so well presented. That's The Sleepwalkers by Christopher Clark. It's now out in softcover. It's a hefty book, but it'll be time well spent. So if you haven't read it, Roald, get a copy.
Yeah, well, I spent my life teaching the canon, you know, Melville and Emerson and all the good old boys. So for me, it has really been refreshing just to, you know, to see writers that I never even knew existed.
Oh, I'll tell
and
you
cultures that about which I know nothing.
Well, there are writers all over the world, Roald, and we don't know them. But we're out of here now. We want to thank you very much for joining us for this edition of Scribble. We'll see you next week. Don Wooten for Roald Tweet and Scribble.